Phoenix Audio presents.
Samantha Ikar, Penny Fuller, Harley Jane Kozak, Meredith McRae, Christina Pickles, Marette Van Camp, and Alan Young. Reading Mary Higgins Clark and Elizabeth Peters. Presentation of More Malice Domestic.
Nice Gorilla by Charlotte and Aaron Elkins. Tousled and sleepy, each facing in a slightly different direction, they sat on the sleeping shelves like great black lumps. Their huge, heavy heads drooped. Their bodies slumped. Their mysterious coffee bean eyes stared at nothing. Lost in gorilla reflections, they scratched themselves occasionally, or emitted a digestive rumble, or poked a listless finger in nostril or ear while they waited for their breakfast. Pretty much like people first thing in the morning, if you ask me. Of course, these days you're not supposed to go around reading human attributes into animals, especially if you work in a zoo. That's anthropomorphism, Faye, Dr. Treble would reprimand me and shake his head and stroke his neat little spade beard and murmur, tut tut. Literally. Henry Treble, the Sacramento River Zoo's director and my boss, was surely the only person in the world who actually said, tut tut. But tut-tutting didn't make it any less so. Gorillas were like people in a lot of ways. They were creatures of habit, for one thing, and once you established a routine with them, they got annoyed with you if you varied it.